Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Now listen, sis, you do it all, without even breaking a sweat, and you do it with style. That's why Infiniti fully reimagined the QX60 to help you conquer it all with ease. A luxury SUV as functional as it is stylish, and as versatile as it is serene. Available features like seating for up to 7 passengers, a suite of active safety features, and massaging front seats. Introducing the all-new Infiniti QX60, designed to help you conquer life in style. Now, with extremely limited availability, contact your local retailer for inventory information.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Matt Wilds.
Flora.
And we are
Life Next Door.
Welcome back. Happy Monday. It's not Black History Month anymore. It's Women's History Month.
But we don't
give a fuck about that. We care about Black women history.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, happy Black Woman History Month.
Yep.
And if y'all don't identify with that, then happy March. I don't know.
enjoy March.
Enjoy March. You know, you get a break in between February and my birthday.
Facts.
You know what I mean? So you get a break.
Nice little month break.
Because my birthday, it's a fucking national holiday. And if you listen to this podcast, I'm expecting mad gifts and shit. You heard? Cash apps, gifts. I'm doing digital panhandling this year. All of that. I need coins. You heard?
Wow. Wow. We should set that thing up that we did last year. Remember last year when we did
No, that was like 2 years ago. I know what you're talking about.
Whose Cash App could get the most bread?
Yeah, Ryan won.
Yeah, he did.
That was crazy.
But I'm guessing y'all should do it again for your birthday. Run it up for your birthday.
And Ryan don't even know, so I have a week ahead of him. I have a week event. So y'all have till April 15th from March. What day is this coming out? Monday. What date is Monday?
Monday will be the 7th.
So from March 7th to April 15th, y'all have a lot of days to run it up.
Y'all got a lot of days.
Me or Ryan, who y'all want to show love to the most? Just let the Cash App go crazy right now. It's Mouse Jones and Fly Ride.
Yeah.
That's his Cash App, right?
I believe so.
$ Fly Ride. We're doing digital panhandling Olympics.
I love it. It's
Matt,
so great.
What's good? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, man. Feeling great, you know. God is good. I wish I had some coffee this morning.
Yeah, no coffee. Son. Your face is gone. What'd you do today?
Man, come on.
No, what's your regimen like today?
Talk about.
Let's go.
Sean. Sean, the real Sean Garrett. Understand?
Yeah. Make sure y'all go to our Patreon and see that episode with the Sean Garrett, not the songwriter, the
Sean
skin guru, Sean Garrett, our Baltimore brother. He was we was over on Patreon. He gave a few tips. You know what I mean? Yeah, you are shot.
You know, we out here, man.
That's a good. Whatever you did this morning,
we out here, man. You know,
yeah.
You know, we trying to get right. We trying to get right, so
I
we don't
Christina
get left.
I seen Christina got the little mini fridge.
Yep.
I might get one of those.
Nigga sent that over to the crib. I was like, oh, you know, we can cool off all our stuff now. Shit is great. Life is good, man.
Life is really good.
Life is good. What's going on with you, man?
I'm not going to hold you. Life is really good.
Nigga, I see the crib.
You ain't pull up yet.
I haven't pulled up yet because I got to get your bottle of Cristal.
Ha!
a real friend.
Come on, son.
A true friend.
Come on, son.
Who listens. Because there's been a lot of you niggas who don't listen. The rule was to come to my housewarming. You have the entry fee.
Yeah.
Not the gift. The entry fee is a bottle of Cristal. Yeah. Mouse, you don't drink. Shut up and mind your fucking business.
Listen.
Okay?
I want to get the, like, old school bottle with the gold wrapping.
With the gold wrapping, so I could be like Hovind 98,
yeah,
nigga.
Man. Yeah, you got to get a bottle for my mans, man.
Life is good, though. I ain't going to hold you. Life is good. The crib is coming together well. Jeff Bezos has so much of my money.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So much.
I had to do this, and this is so crazy. It's fucking adult talk, right? I had to put Christina on a retainer, and not a retainer on some like this is all you could spend type shit, right? It's nothing like that because she got her own bread,
right?
Can't tell her nothing, but I had to put her on her own stipend. Like, listen, you spend $500 a week. Well, $500 a month. That's it.
On
Amazon. We shouldn't go past $500 a month.
It's so hard not to.
Dog.
It's so hard not to act reckless.
Bro.
Boy.
And don't let me come in the house and be like, oh, babe, I just got a new job. She's like, word? Run it up.
That's another five on the Amazon. Bro, I was so excited. I was so excited to find the Airwick.
Ooh.
Plugins. I found the refills on Amazon.
For the low.
So low.
For the low.
Bro, I promise you it was like $5 for like I caught a 2-pack for like $5. Then I caught like a 6-pack for like $8.
See, that's the thing. And a lot of people don't be knowing about that. Like, when you shopping on Amazon, don't get the first thing that you see.
You got to look.
Look, it says other buying options.
Other I'm buying options you. Every time.
I'm telling
it's
you.
It's the win.
It'll save your life.
Bro, Bezos been getting so much of my money.
Yeah, it's wild.
Fucking artwork.
It's wild.
Frames.
It's wild. It's
Target
wild.
Has some good frames, if anyone
Target
cares.
Target has really some great frames. Anybody who wants to get custom framing done, I just did a... Fly, well, not just for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Did a fly custom paint drawing for Christina.
Nice.
Of Christina and the baby. Got a custom joint done at Michael's. Go to Michael's.
Michael. Right? So, first weekend in my new place.
Mm-hmm.
For those at home, Mouse has not lived by himself
since like
2009.
Yeah.
2010. 2009, 2010.
So between then, it was Mouse moving around, and being a homosexual.
Not completely. You're a piece of shit. So from 2000, I hate this podcast. I hate my friends.
Oh man, no.
I hate my brothers. Whatever adjective we want to use, whatever we want to call them, pronouns, whatever we want to say. I hate them.
That's great. That's great.
So from. Nigga said, like, I put in a 20-piece. Nigga put in a 15-year homosexual clip. He's crazy. No, so I was married from 2011 to 2016.
Yes.
We lived together.
Yep.
Before that, I stayed with my mother and father for probably, like, 2 months before I met her. We got married, whatever. We was together. Then after that, you know, in the midst of that divorce, I realized, oh, I want to do this. I want to be an entertainer.
Mm-hmm. And that shit is not easy.
It's not easy. And definitely not living on Long Island. So I was living with my brother in Jersey for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Staying with some people in Brooklyn. Then where was I at? Now I ended up back at my parents' house for a while. So yeah, I've been
moving around
in flux. And that's very difficult to have any real stability.
Yeah, true indeed.
So this is my first time in my own space since 2016.
Damn.
So, well, technically since 2009, because in 2016 I was still living with somebody. I couldn't leave. Yo, you know what I do?
What?
I know you can't do it, but you know what I do?
What do you do?
In protest, I just leave all the toilet seats up.
Wow.
I go in my daughter's bathroom, put the toilet seat up.
Hmm, okay.
My bathroom.
Put the toilet seat up.
After I take shit, I put the toilet seat up.
Yeah.
Put it up.
Listen.
Why not?
I've tried it one time, and when I tell you the scream, the blood-curdling scream that came out of the bathroom.
Why do we make it okay for women to just sit down with no regard?
Dog.
That's not okay. And if we're getting rid of patriarchy, let's get rid of leaving the toilet seat up first. Son. That is the first piece of patriarchy we need to do away with.
Oh, my gosh. Yo. And she came back and she was so upset because her butt was wet. Oh my God, it was so funny.
Oh, wet butt ass.
Wet butt.
So you won't come to me with the wet butt. You need to dry your butt off before you come out here.
Chill. Talk to wet yourself. Butt.
Wet butt.
Yeah.
But my first weekend in the crib, I was like, all right, I got to do all this stuff. I had to go to Long Island. I had to grab a check, cash a check. I was like,
We love that.
And so, first of all, also, you people in these paper checks, suck my dick. that wasn't to the audience. I didn't tell the audience, suck my dick.
You didn't.
For the people that pay in paper checks. So, I go out to Long Island. I go to this mall that I know has a great poster store because there's a specific Michael Jordan poster I wanted since I was a kid.
Okay.
Which, if you follow me on Instagram, you see I have it. So, I went and grabbed that and then was like, oh shit, I've had this American Gangster promo cutout, promo
fire,
insert.
Fire, fire.
And I've had it since the album came out. Like, I forgot what store. There was like an in store
yeah,
or whatever.
Probably like a FYE. It was
probably
or something
FYE
like
or some shit like that. Like, so I've had it since then.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, I want to hang this. So I go to Michael's and I'm looking, and obviously there's nothing that size because it's a weird size. And I'm learning that. You know,
you got to get the custom.
You got to get the. Yeah. So I didn't get a custom one, but I did a custom DIY.
Okay.
So the lady showed me a nice frame that, you know, it could sit in. Then I got the black mat that goes behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I cut that myself. And like, they have a whole little DIY section. I felt like
love
such
that.
A fucking adult.
Because
that whole day, all I did was go to Michael's and go to fucking the candle store.
Hey, man.
I got candles.
Candles.
I have not looked at a pair of sneakers, a pair of jeans. Pair of nothing. Okay?
Yet.
It's over. Hang it up.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
Moving to this motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck I got all these fucking clothes? And where the fuck did I amass
where
it from
go?
Living in a room at my parents' house? How the fuck? What the fuck was I on?
Doug. Yo, when my mother moved out of the old spot and moved into her new crib and she had to put stuff in storage, she was like, Tristan, I want you to go look at the storage. I want you to go see how much of the storage is stuff that we put from the old house and how much of it is yours. Dog. When I tell you, I got to go in that storage just to go
you gotta
grab
do content.
Some stuff.
You got to do content.
I got to do content, man. When I tell you, there is things that I've amassed over 10 years of just sneakers, clothes, haberdashery. It's nuts.
What
is nuts in there.
What is haberdashery? I don't even
exactly.
know what that is.
Exactly.
I don't. Where did you get haberdashery? If I have haberdashery, I'm going to go through my shit. If I got any haberdashery, it's going the fuck out the house. Listen, the point is, life is good.
Life is good, man.
Life is really good
is
right
good.
Now. I let me say, I am super proud of the Wilds family.
Thank you.
Goals.
You know, we out here trying.
We are neighbors.
Man. We are. You can look out.
Did that make you feel less than, or should I feel?
You should feel more than.
I should feel more.
Absolutely. You should feel amazing. You have such great neighbors as us.
Yeah, okay.
Fuck.
Okay, because I don't know if y'all was like,
No, listen.
Because I literally was like, I can literally see y'all from my amazing view.
Amazing view, by the way.
Amazing view.
If you guys don't follow Mouse Jones on Instagram,
yeah.
Please.
You should.
Just for the sunrises and the sunsets.
Sunsets by Mouse. Yeah, it's
fantastic.
It's a thing I know you bitches hate. die slow.
Nah, it's really something, man. And I've been to that building. One of my homeboys lives in that building. So we went over there. Me and Christina went over there for like a dinner one time. And that rooftop.
Rooftop's flames. Amazing. Rooftop. We have so many amenities.
The gym. Flames.
First of all, that gym.
Crazy.
To die for.
There's a basketball court in there too, right?
Outside is the outside basketball
crazy.
Court. I'm going to be taking a lot of people money. I can already tell. I see the type of people in there.
It's
going to be there. I'm going to be like, hey, you want to play? I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you're down $500, buddy.
White man can't jump.
I need
heard you.
My money on time. The rent man don't play.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, really I mean, so
nice
many
building.
Amenities.
Really nice building.
I did not sign up for any of those amenities. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Nice.
$8 a month.
Shit.
I'll tell you this. Not for all this fucking rent I'm paying.
Yeah, no. It should have already been in that thing.
Listen.
What are you talking about?
Game room.
Yeah, I'm about to say. Yeah, it's wild.
So I'm going
to
get in there with somebody.
Open the door.
I'm going to tell you the flyest thing. The first day I'm in there, shit's everywhere. I didn't go to corner store. I didn't go to Target, nothing. I don't have no toilet tissue, no toilet paper.
Of course.
Now, me, we on a different.
Of course.
We eat well. So when we wake up.
We're flowing.
Hello.
We're flowing. Hello. Hello.
I wake up. I'm like, oh, shit, I got to take a shit. I don't have no toilet paper. We have this thing in our building called Tulu. T-U-L-U. It's like a digital store.
That's flames.
So it was still a workout because I had to clench my asshole. And our elevators ain't. I love everything about my building stuff and them fucking elevators. Elevators, fuck you, elevators.
Yeah, them elevators is mad slow,
slow.
Yeah.
If you have to be anywhere, leave an hour early just to get out the building.
Just because the elevators, dog.
Get on that elevator, go down to the Tulu spot, download the app, bing, bing. You buy it on the, so like you'll see
that's
the stuff
so
is right there.
That's so
you buy
fire.
It on the app, the door opens.
It's yours.
Grab the toilet tissue. Out.
You can't beat that.
You couldn't beat, bro.
You can't beat that, dog.
Bro, I was like, is this adulting? Is this adulting? I tell you what, it wasn't adulting about. It was fucking $8 for a roll of toilet tissue.
Yeah, that's wild.
Eat my shitty ass. This is ridiculous.
Goodness gracious.
Point of the matter is life is good.
Life is good, y'all.
Blessings on blessings on blessings.
Praise God.
They're falling upon us. Outside is opening back up.
Yeah, man. We're
literally at the precipice of the other side where we did not think we was going to be 2 years
ago. We didn't think we were going to be there.
So, you know, Trap Karaoke's back on road.
Bam!
You're on Discover. You're on Discovery.
Yeah, man.
Looking good.
About to say today. We shooting this today? Yeah, today is the last episode. This
looking
is
the fuck good. My boy was on there looking good.
You know, I could say a word or two. You know, I could speak. I speak well. I have a proper vocabulary.
Got some diction.
A good diction. A strong vernacular. You know,
You can subjugate a verb.
I can subjugate a motherfucking verb. It's so crazy, man. My mom calls me every Saturday. She's like, just makes me proud that you could read, man. Like,
oh my,
you're just so good at talking. I said,
ma'am, I've made a living out of it.
Ma, it is literally my life. Like, that is all I've done this entire.
But is this what you do? You see yourself doing more stuff like this?
I might. I like the subject matter, and not only do I like the subject matter, I like talking about things. I mean, one of the reasons why we even got into this podcast, I like talking about things that I have actual opinion on. I feel like a lot of times when we're actors or musicians, they tell us a lot of times to just shut up and do what you do. And you know, you leave your. To me, the music is more of a personal thing where you tell like your own experiences and what you've been through. The acting is you're putting on a role, whatever the role is. But it's things like the podcast or the doc series or even certain roles that I choose. That's your opportunity to kind of tell or to speak to something that you believe in, something that you feel strongly about. So even when they called and asked about that joint, I was like, yo, I need to do this because it makes sense. And there's so much shit that we're up against. Son, I'm even online. I'm online as the show is going. And the show is supposed to be dispelling a lot of the myths and pushing us as black men forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I go online, and mind you, I understand that black men aren't perfect.
Of course.
I understand that, you know.
You weren't better.
I understand that there is a lot of stuff that we do wrong.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All of it.
But I do know that we are not a monolith.
Say that.
And that is, and when I say that, I think a lot of people look at black men as one thing or group us all together as one thing, when in all actuality we should be celebrated for all of the different things that we do, and we should understand the bad as well. So yeah, going online and seeing black women talking about, oh, black men don't deserve this, black men are blah 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 blah, and they do this and they do that and blah 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 blah. And mind you, again, do I believe that we're perfect? No. Do I understand that the death rate of black women are higher than anything else? They say right now, the death rate of black women is a black woman dies, black woman or child dies every 6 hours.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or it's something like that. Like every six
usually
hours.
Usually by the hands of a black
man. Usually by the hands of a black man. Now, again, do I understand these numbers and think that they are crazy?
Egregious. Absolutely disgusting.
It's disgusting. But that shouldn't pull away from the black men that are actually doing something good in this world. Do I think that all black men should be applauded as they're doing stuff right or wrong? Like, I just think it's apples and oranges, and we shouldn't mix the two unless we're making a fruit salad.
Yeah, I like that. Had a really good fruit salad earlier today. I made it myself.
I gotta eat something in a minute, you know, once we finish up. I'm breaking fast now. But yeah, man, it's been great, man.
It's good to see you in that space, man.
Thank you, man.
And you know, stuff with us is ramping up.
Always.
Which is always good. I just can't wait to see the trajectory of everything, because it's going so well.
Like,
things are going so well. Yeah. So it's just, you know,
I'm very, very proud of it. You know what? I think first off, let me get into the stuff for all of our people. We appreciate you guys coming. You know, you jumped into we just jumped into a conversation, but you know, we appreciate you guys for coming. Thank you guys. You know, this is our third year, and you guys have been rocking with us this entire time. We appreciate you, motherfuckers. We love you so much, man. Seriously. If you guys know, make sure you guys follow us on all social media platforms at Guys Next Door. Please, if you want to continue the conversation that we're going to have today, go use the hashtag Guys Next Door Pod. Make sure you go to Patreon, you know, go see our extra episodes, because we got some fly episodes up there, and you guys are getting all of this dope content for free. So go put some motherfucking snaps on that Petro. You heard? Make sure you also, if you want to see us, if you are just listening to us, if you want to see our beautiful faces, The skin on this episode is skinning. Go to youtube.com/guysnextdoorpodcast. We always posting a new episode up there every Thursday.
Every Thursday. Shout out Big Kev.
Shout out Kev, man. Yeah, man.
And shout out to Rel.
Shout out to Rel.
Shout out to EA.
Yo, EA.
Shout out Agent Eve.
Yes.
I'm gonna tear this shit up today. Today gonna be the day.
Jesus Christ.
But shout out to y'all, because last month would have not happened without y'all. So
that's a fact.
Shout out to y'all.
That is
appreciate
a fact.
Y'all 1,000%. And I don't think enough. Outside, like, I mean, I don't know. I don't really listen to that main podcast anymore. Like, there was a time where listening to every. At this point, y'all, I listen to the same 3-4 podcasts.
Literally.
The only like new podcast I listen to is like if Dan is doing something, Dan Tabowski is doing something. With like a one-off or some shit like that.
I just got Christina listening to podcasts.
Yo, women are so mean.
Yeah, bro.
Women are. It's almost like you haven't been. Doing it for three years.
I said, babe. Really?
It's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
Hey. Probably a good thing.
Hey.
Y'all might not made. Yeah.
Appreciate.
Might not made it here if she was listening the whole time.
If you can hear the sound of my voice, Christina, I appreciate it.
but I say that because I don't know what other people would do. I know usually, you know, to get some like credit for the background people, the people behind the scenes, they usually gotta be on the air or whatever. Man, I just wanna say EA and Open Media down in where they at? Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Yeah.
We appreciate you. EA, appreciate you.
Rel,
from day motherfucking
nigga.
Uno,
nigga.
We appreciate you. We thank you.
Rel, I appreciate you even just as much as he does, just because there's times that I call you and be on some like, son, I got this voiceover audition. I don't know how to put this shit together. And you come through for me. And you only do that off of strength of this man. So I appreciate you to death, my G.
Rel, we love you. We really appreciate you, Rel. And but best believe he curses me out.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rao giving me hell. You are so mean to me. Like, no one else gets, if it's a group chat, he'll hit me on the side.
Oh, yeah, he'll hit you on the
side. Fuck do you? Oh, my God. But it's all worth it. We appreciate you, Rao. And absolutely, Eve Kamel.
Yeah, man.
We love you. We appreciate you. Shout out to Eve, who just got
about
that
to say,
Women in Music.
Billboard Women in Music.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Basically, we say it's a whole lot of gang shit on the side, and the bills is getting fucking paid. But we wouldn't be able to pay our bills without those three people making it happen behind the scenes each and every week. So we appreciate you guys.
Listen, sis, I get it. We get it. You do it all without breaking a sweat either. And you do it all in style. From being a boss exec to Tuesday tennis to the kids' homework, family dinners, lunches, brunches, trips to the doctors, and the weekend getaway that always end up a little weird because somebody don't bring enough money. Never mind. What I'm saying is, Infiniti has fully reimagined the QX60 to help you conquer it all with ease. Even when you have back-to-back conference calls on top of the kids, recitals, dance practice, step practice, basketball practice, you still deserve to do it all in a luxury SUV as functional as it is stylish and as versatile as it is serene. Available features like seating for up to 7 passengers, a suite of active safety features, and massaging front seats. Introducing the all-new Infiniti QX60, designed to help you conquer life in style. Now with extremely limited availability, contact your local retailer for inventory information.
So I wanted to bring up this episode just because I think we're in a day and age now where a lot of people talk about these things.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if people talked about them as much before, or, you know, I watch television shows, movies, you know, to play that game and this, that, and the
legend.
Third. You see all of these great movies, but I don't think we ever really got into this part of it that we constantly are coming up against now, which is, ladies and gentlemen, the non-negotiables.
Oh, shit. You about to... You seen that? Man. Did you see it? I don't know if you seen it.
Shook the table.
Oh, table shook a lot.
Shook the table. Shook the motherfucking table. The non-negotiables. Now, I think a lot of you guys are probably thinking, like, what do you mean by the non-negotiables? Or some of you guys, you ladies, or you're, you know, you men, you've heard this word before, and you probably are triggered right
Somebody
now.
Somebody wrote their ass.
But it's a real thing. It's your boundaries or those things that you feel that you can't, it won't rock, or you won't rock with. So I think it's to figure it out what it actually means, you have to look within. So Miles, can you identify your own non-negotiables? And if you can,
mm-hmm.
what are they?
Yeah. My non-negotiable is pretty simple. I refuse to negotiate loyalty.
Mm.
Refuse.
Whoa.
Refuse. Absolutely refuse. And that's not even so much just in a romantic sense, especially in a romantic uh-huh. sense, but it's not just in a romantic sense,
so
right?
Explain that. Go further.
So in life, what the hell? What is going on?
We got a house phone?
I know. What is going on here? We just got internet. Oh, there's a bell. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, all we did is pay for internet. We didn't get the triple play.
Jesus Christ.
They can't hear that, can they? I don't know. It doesn't matter. We're talking. We're breaking uh-huh. the fourth wall. It doesn't matter. That's what we're doing. So when I say that, right, especially today. In today's society, especially with, you know, men with mm-hmm. podcasts embarrassing us every day.
Lord.
Lord. Yo, it
I ain't
meant,
even going to put niggas
so
in
it. It meant so much. It meant so, I promise you, you know, I don't give a fuck about nothing. It meant so much that during that week, couple weeks or whatever, because we had already recorded all
yep,
episodes.
Yeah.
So during that week in like late January, early February, where like women and just people in general were just like, raining down on Men With Podcasts. It meant so much for like people to constantly talk about us and the work we're doing. Mm-hmm. Because not every episode is like this right here.
No.
Not every episode is like poignant conversation. Sometimes y'all get out the way and just let me be ignorant and jump in on the ignorance.
Yeah, I was about to say, sometimes we all ignorant.
Like
in
sometimes
this.
It's like, but it felt good to know that people don't view us that way.
Yeah.
Felt really good. So, you know, appreciate you. Okay, so what I'm saying is, everybody's talking about relationships.
Yes.
Everything's about love. We know that.
Yeah.
I don't even push back about that anymore. It pays our bills sometimes to talk about relationships. So I don't really gripe on it. But life is bigger. I don't know how much bigger, but life is bigger than just romantic relationships.
So much bigger.
So that's why I said my non-negotiable, at least one of them, is loyalty. So I don't need reciprocation. I've always said that. I don't need reciprocation. I believe it's transactionalism. I think it's just, it's really transactionalism that people are just too scared to admit, right? And people hide behind reciprocation because then you don't have to do the work on you to find out what it is that you need.
That you need.
Right? Like, if in our friendship, right, if I just did everything that you did for me, we wouldn't really have the bond that we've built. I wouldn't be a child's godfather. I wouldn't be as close to the family because I would just be wearing what it is, right? Like,
I do this, you do this.
Right. And you're the bigger, you know, in stature, you know, in social stature. When we met, you were way bigger, right? Like, I like to think we've covered some ground since, but, you know, if I'm just, you know, hey, Mouse, I'm over here. Hey, Mac, I'm over here. You know?
Yeah.
Hey, Mac, you do this. Hey, I do this. Hey, you want a drink? I get you a drink. Yeah, so when you think about it, you'll be like, yeah, Mouse pulls his weight, but is he my dog?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I think the payoff was the payoff here was I show up for you the way you needed me to show up for you.
Absolutely.
And you showed up for me the way I needed you to show up for me.
Absolutely.
And then that's just the constant thing. And we realize that works for one another's life.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't need reciprocation. What I need is loyalty. I need to know that when I'm not around, you gonna ride for me. And I get it, right? I know the type of person I am. Know that I'm a contentious person. There's drama that surrounds me. There's controversy. You know, it may not always benefit. It may not always be to someone's benefit to be loyal to me.
But
when you are, that's loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
You've always done that, no matter what.
Absolutely.
No matter what hell it could bring down. And like I said, when we meet, you're so much larger in stature. You have so much more to lose than I do in my area.
Mm-hmm.
So for you to show that type of loyalty, I was like, that's my nigga. Like, he's doing that. You don't got to show up for me. There's nothing here.
That's facts.
Like, there was something kindred when we met and was like, all right, he's from Long Island. He's from Staten Island. But these niggas is connected on some other shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so, boom, same thing with Ryan.
Yeah, same
exact,
exact
thing with Ryan. You know what I mean? I've known Ryan, half the time less than I've known you. But immediately it was like, you know, we both kind of did the like, I'm staying on, you know, that's Mac's friend. No, that's Mac's friend. And then we became brothers separate, and it was the same thing.
Yeah.
So when I said non-negotiable in my life, loyalty. If you're not loyal, you got to move away.
Mm-hmm.
You got to move. And that's not to say I don't know how to work, which at first I didn't. But now I know how to work and exist with people in my life who aren't loyal. But if I know, I need to know you're not loyal.
I just need to know.
I need to know.
So I know where to place you.
Exactly. Like if I know you're not loyal, if I know you're not a loyal person, not even that you're disloyal. Although with me, it's very cut and dry. Either loyal or you're disloyal.
Mm-hmm.
I do know there's some gray areas with certain people. But with me, if I know you're disloyal or not loyal, okay, you just exist. If I know you're a loyal person, you live in my life. You're in my life. You're a part of my life. You get to, you know, experience the fullness.
Of what it is
to be in my life. You know what I mean? So definitely in relationships, absolutely, without a doubt. If you're with me, then you need to be loyal. If I don't fuck with somebody, you don't fuck with somebody. If you don't fuck with somebody, I don't fuck with somebody.
Facts.
I need to know that because if you I tell every woman, if you respect me and you're loyal to me, I don't have to talk about cheating. I don't have to talk about any other stuff because loyalty and respect is going to stop any of the other bullshit. We can deal with everything else, but we cannot get past disloyalty or disrespect.
Yeah.
What about you?
Is that your only? That's your only.
Though I mean, there's others because I'm petty, and I've realized because of this podcast. Okay. I've realized because of this podcast that I need a lot of attention.
Oh Jesus!
Like you see how I drop my. I need a lot of attention. I need my goal. I need to be affirmed, and but that's all stuff we can work through.
Yeah.
Maybe we can't, but we will never get to that point
if loyalty and respect aren't even met.
Those are my not. I mean, if we're talking strictly dating, when we're kids, I know. You got two. Exactly. I don't need yours.
Yeah, I'm about to say Mouse Jones wouldn't date Mouse Jones.
So. I wouldn't date me. You have kids, bitch, and I know why you're here.
I'm actually surprised.
I'm actually benefiting from your terrible decision making.
What about you? Non-negotiables.
And let me ask you this before you answer this question, real quick. A real quick question. Is it hard to decipher those because of your fame and stature? Are you worried that you're adjusting the non-negotiables based on your lifestyle and access? If that makes sense.
In certain instances, but then again, I've always been a guy who's been like, okay, this is my life, this is my work life. They intercede when they have to. Otherwise, it's like, this is this. Mm-hmm. It's probably the reason why a lot of my my team would get so mad at me when I was younger, man. Because separating the two,
mm-hmm.
the way that I did, whether it was girls I was dating,
mm-hmm.
people I would be around, it's like, oh no, this is my life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kicking it with such and such, or I'm doing this, that, and the third. And they're like, nah, you gotta show it on this side. And I'm like, nah, dog, that's not who I am. So I think some of my non-negotiables would be like, I think very much loyalty,
mm-hmm.
very much respect,
mm-hmm.
very much the,
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The freedom to create and to freedom to be. And I think a lot of times that even kind of gets
murky
because, especially now in marriage, you're coming into a marriage with someone else's the things that they believe in, things mm-hmm. that they want to see happen, et cetera, et cetera. So you have to find that balance. But yeah, I've always been the way that I work the best is I need the space to just be free to create, to do as I need to. You know, I'm always going to make sure I'm a type of guy who's going to do what he has to do to be able to do what he wants to do. So I need the things kind of like, okay, this is what I have to do. Cool. I'll do whatever I have to do to make sure that I can do what I want to do.
And you never lose sight of that.
Yeah. No, I can't.
never lose sight of what you want to do.
Yeah. So those are the main things that I ask for. I ask for the loyalty, you know, to remain loyal to me. Same as you said, like when niggas ain't here, because I'm gone often.
Mm-hmm.
When niggas ain't here, I just ask you to keep it real. Just keep, you know, understand that you are holding my name. You're whether you are my wife or my girl. Like, I mean, I only have a wife.
I was about
now.
To say, not yeah, that they're yeah. two Ooh. Different people.
Yeah. Ooh, well, Lord, child. No. Jesus Christ.
I got so scared.
I don't want no problems. Christina, I don't want no problems.
As long as you're Christina Wilds, that's what he meant. That's what he was saying.
I just need you to hold it down. Like, you know, understand that that name that you have means something. And hold it to me to do the same. You know, I used to think that I needed reciprocity.
It's so antiquated.
I used to think that I needed reciprocity, but what I actually need is for you to hold me accountable.
Bingo. That's it. That is literally it. Like, the act of reciprocity is literally so void.
Yeah.
It's the easiest thing to do. Reciprocity is not hard.
No.
It's holding yourself and the person you care about
accountable. That's it.
That's the part, right? I'm holding you accountable to show up for me the way you want to show up for me. And if you don't show up for me, I have to hold you accountable for that. Nobody wants to do that part, because that means you have to make a really tough decision 9 times out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it is. I don't need reciprocity. I need accountability.
That's it. And
I think Lauryn Hill fucked the game up with that.
So I need loyalty. I need respect. I need I need just the space to create, and I need accountability on both parts. Like, as accountable as you want me to be, I need that from you as well. So those are my non-negotiables.
So let me ask you this. Before we get there, where do you think that came from?
Mm-hmm.
Like, where do you think the cementing and the identification of your non-negotiables, like, where did that come from? Was there a moment that you just woke up and was like, I don't like this, or what is it after practice?
I think just like with anything, it's the practice of it. And I think things change, right? You know, we continue to go through life, we're constantly growing as people. The things that everything that we see every day, the things that we ingest, whether it's food, media, whatever, it is constantly changing us. Whether it's for the better or for the worse is up to you, but it is constantly changing us.
Well, it's scientifically proven. If you listen to God Next Door, you're a better person.
That's what I heard.
Than people who don't.
I actually heard this. I know the scientists who told us that. So shout out to them.
Shout out to the science.
You know, shout out to the science.
Trust the science.
You should. You should trust the science, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you trust the science?
There we go.
Smart answer.
There we go. Smart man. We got to listen to him because he has damning evidence on us.
Right. At this point, yeah, Cam could ruin us at any point. You but know what, guys? Y'all need to start paying for y'all fucking start. When you podcasters, when you go to a podcast recording, tell the motherfucker, don't start recording until you say go. Motherfuckers, like, yeah, we've been recording. Bitch, I just admitted to shooting Lincoln.
Yeah, it's nuts. Yeah, we was on this podcast talking crazy.
So bad. Yeah,
goodness
so
gracious.
Bad.
But I digress. No, man, I think you know, we're constantly going through things.
Mm-hmm.
We're constantly seeing the changes that life comes that the way that life comes at us. And then we're starting to we're coming, like, in the different relationships that we're in, we're like, okay, I like that, or I don't like that. I don't like how that feels. I don't bang with that. You see how somebody moves and you're like, that's corny. I can't rock with that. So I think it's an experience based thing. So I guess where I am right now, this is the non-negotiables that I have. If you ask me again, maybe like in a year or two, after, you know, another year of marriage, I may have a whole nother couple things of non-negotiables that me and Christina have ironed out, and it's like, okay, this is ironclad. This is what we got to do. So, what about you? Is it the same for you?
I feel like I just woke up and I was like, I ain't fucking with that shit. I don't know. So before I was married, I couldn't identify my non-negotiables.
I don't think anybody could.
And I think because I got married so young, it all kind of developed within that marriage.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, there was just certain things happening. I'm like, I don't like that. But the type of person I am, I'm loyal.
Yep.
Once I'm in love, I'm in love.
Facts.
So I'm like, well, this ain't happening no more. And then when it happened, I come up with a new reason, right? Because I never seen it ending. And then when it ended, I was like, oh, I bet. Well, I'll tell you what's never going to happen again.
Mm-hmm.
This thing I didn't like here, I didn't like that. In year two, I didn't like this thing. And in year three, oh, I hated this. Year four, I loved this. So this has to always happen. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I think, I think most of my non-negotiables, like I said, both in life and in love, were birthed probably out of that. The life and the death of that first marriage.
Okay. So that's crazy. That's because that essentially that was, if I'm not mistaken, that was like your first real relationship.
That was my very first relationship.
So yeah, that makes sense. With everything that you've learned in that period, and you know, taking all of that from that relationship, do you believe or do you think that the non-negotiables that we decide on, because again, it is our decision.
Yeah.
Do you think that it's something that is it?
Well, I don't think it's a decision.
Okay.
I don't think it's a decision. I think it's an acknowledgement, which will benefit you to acknowledge this thing. But I don't think it's a decision, because you're like, okay, so let's say a non-negotiable is like snoring, right? Yeah. And we're talking about in like, once again, I want to just keep reiterating, you know, we're talking about in life, in love,
yep,
right? But leaning towards love. Let's say, you know, a non-negotiable is like snoring, right? I fucking hate snoring ass bitches. Bitch, what you so tired?
Why are you so sleepy?
Bitch, why are you so tired, bitch? Get on your stomach. I don't know, right? And you're just like, non-negotiable. It curdles your stomach. It bothers you to your very essence, your core, your being. It bothers you. But you meet this woman, and everything is right. But you know, she's hitting that non-negotiable. She's a snoring ass bitch. You don't have to acknowledge it for it to be a non-negotiable. It will show up and manifest in your relationship. You're gonna wake up one morning, you didn't get a lot of sleep. She's gonna be like, "Hey, babe, you get the fuck off of me." Because that's a non-negotiable. Just because you decide not to speak about it doesn't make it not your non-negotiable. I think it's, instead of decision, I think it's your, it's this choice to acknowledge it.
I would agree, but then using that same instance, I do think that there are some times that we have a quote unquote non-negotiable, and we find that person. For example, Christina always used to say, "Yo, there's something about the way that a guy eats. It just bothers me." Like past dudes that she was dealing with, seeing a guy the way he eats, and if he eats sloppy.
Shout out to you for acknowledging her past relationship, because once you're with me,
ain't no past.
What the fuck was a relationship?
Yeah, right.
You love that nigga? You go back to him.
So she was like, you know, this is the way a guy eats bothers
right.
me. She's like, it's so crazy to me that with you, I'm cool. Like, it's just like, I don't even think about it. So I do think that there are certain instances that your quote unquote non-negotiable becomes null and void. But I do think that it's all experience. And I do think that it's all perception based. I do think that's why I say I think it's a decision versus anything else. But I definitely feel where you're coming from. Because snoring is completely different than loyalty.
But now, is it really?
To a certain
when
extent.
We're talking about non-negotiables,
yeah.
It's something you don't care about, we're talking about non-negotiables, right?
Like I don't,
you're non-negotiable. It could be as minuscule to somebody else as it doesn't matter to you. That shit is the fucking Freedom Tower.
Yeah, yeah.
You feel me? Like, it doesn't matter, right? Like, to me, like, I already know there's certain shit to me that do not bother other. Like, I forgot what it was. We were talking, and it wasn't even on this podcast. I think it might have been before. And me and you were talking, and you were talking about something, and I was like, you dealing with that? That shit, I would jump off the fuck.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what it was, but it was just like, oh, okay, perfect example. You know what I mean? We niggas, whatever. You want to cut this out, it was whatever. There was a certain person around, and I was like, I could never have that nigga around.
Mm-hmm.
And I was begging you. I was like, Mac, let me do something mm-hmm. to this person. Because one, I was offended that a nigga would violate my mans like that. Two, you my mans, and I know what you have to lose. We've had these conversations.
Of course, we have.
So you know what I'm saying?
You know exactly what you mean. Yeah.
So I don't got to say it here.
No, no, yeah, no.
But you know where it's always been with you.
Of course.
No matter how annoyed I am with you, whatever, niggas getting, whatever, we brothers, brothers get into it. It don't matter. That shit go out the window if I feel like a nigga violated, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, Mac, let me, and you was like, nah, we just not even gonna pay no mind. I was like, that nigga, Martin Luther King. But then like a year later, I was like, this nigga outside with this nigga? I could never.
Yeah.
That's my non-negotiable.
I feel it.
Maybe whatever it was wasn't the non-negotiable for you. Maybe it was something that was like, I see what you're doing, nigga. I got an eye on you.
Exactly.
But it's not your non-negotiable,
true,
right?
True, true.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, with me, it was like, it could be something so small. Like, if a woman is still following her ex on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
5-10 years from 5 or 10 years ago, still following your ex, that is a non-fucking-negotiable. And I get it. Like, and you know at this point, like, on Instagram, that algorithm, you might not even know you're following somebody because you don't even see them anymore. If I see that shit...
Oh, yeah. It's
I'm livid.
Yeah.
Fucking livid.
So I guess there's a difference between, like...
it's no difference. What
I'm saying, like, For going back to the Christina joint, for her to say, you know, I used to hate or whatever, it bothered me so much about this, but with you, I have no problem.
It wasn't her non-negotiable. It just was annoying.
Got it.
And there's a certain level of disposition
mm-hmm.
we could have about something just because it's our life and we could be selfish.
Of course.
We could have a certain disposition and be like, oh, I don't like that. I don't like that. Man, I don't like that around me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really a non-negotiable. It's just like you have this like disposition. You have this like, what's the word we're looking for? You have this preference.
Mm-hmm.
And then that person comes along that is that person. And you're like, oh, fuck that.
Fuck
it. With it. Everything. Right? It's like, it's magical. Right? Like, if we're being honest, love is magical, bro.
True.
Like,
true.
There's a magic power to love. Like, that thing that says, oh, yesterday was yesterday. Today is...
Today.
I don't know her. I don't know that bitch. Whoever I was yesterday, if it bothers you or, like, whoever I was yesterday.
Then that was just yesterday.
That was yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't like people that wear green canvas hats. I said that.
That's crazy.
That's so crazy. I love yours.
I love yours,
like, yo, that's so fire to me, bro. Like, love is powerful, bro. That shit is so fire to me. Like, there's that magical power behind love.
That is a fact. That is a fact.
Like, that shit is so, like, even talking about it, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like one of those, like, weird, like, girly podcasts right now.
No, I'm sorry.
I know, toxic masculinity. But, like, has me in a chokehold. But, like, even talking about that, I'm feeling something.
The butterflies.
Right?
It's he's like, everybody love that feeling.
Like, even talking about that thing, like, we're just talking about it right now. And I just get that feeling, like.
it's real.
I don't know. Cut that out. I don't like the way. Cut that out.
So, but listen. So, with your non-negotiables and the things that are actually the non-negotiables, not just the disposition, the true non-negotiables, do you believe that they are a way to protect you? Or is it a way that you're protecting you from them? Or is it you're protecting them from you? Like, is it one or the other?
You're a podcaster.
You know, I'm trying.
That's a really good question.
Trying.
Okay. So is my non-negotiables, a form of protection from people, from protecting myself from people or protecting people from me. Yeah, we're going there today. With me personally,
yeah,
it's typically me protecting people. It's me protecting. All right, this is gonna sound convoluted, so walk with me.
Okay.
To answer that question, my non-negotiable is me protecting people from me, from protecting me from them disappointing me.
Got it.
So yes, my non-negotiables cut through all the rigmarole, right? That's why I said loyalty, respect. We don't even got to get, because let's cut through all the bullshit. Oh, Monday, Tuesday. No, loyalty and respect. It cuts through all the fluff, because then I'm going to see, oh, okay, I'm going to put you in predicaments, okay? Not like crazy. Yeah, I'm not,
but I need to see
if you're loyal.
Yeah.
Boom. Okay, I'm looking. Boom. All right, bet she loyal. She not loyal. Boom. That nigga loyal. He not loyal. Boom, that she respectful. She respect me. Boom, he respect. He got respect for the kid. Bet. Because if I can do that and I can identify that quickly, then I know not to put you in a position where you can hurt me, or not even hurt me, you could disappoint me. Mm. Disappointing me is way worse than hurting me.
Explain.
I've been disappointed my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to be disappointed no more.
Mm.
I can't deal with it, right? Like, it is, typically you become hardened to the thing that disappoints you.
Yeah.
I'm not built like that.
True.
So, and I think maybe it's because the person who keeps disappointing me, which is my biological father, right? So I can't deal with any more disappointment, which is probably why, you know, like I've said on this podcast many times, why my father, the man who raised me, why my dad is on such a high pedestal with me. He's never disappointed me.
Mm.
He's never disappointed me. And I'm so fearful for that, like, one time, if it should ever happen on a minuscule level. But the way I've kind of, like, propped him up in, like, in my life, it can't happen. Mm-hmm. Like, because I will come up with a reason. I'm like, I needed this. No. I needed this. Right? Like, he's not a man to me. He's a superhero.
You said something a second ago, to hurt me or to disappoint me. What's the difference between the two?
I think to hurt me, you can't really hurt me. You can't really hurt me. You could disappoint me.
Mm-hmm.
And disappointing me, so much comes with disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So like, so now that I'm disappointed, I have to, like, you know, operate differently. I have to move differently. I have to, like, rearrange and things. So yeah, you can't really hurt me. It's like, I expect the worst from everyone.
Everyone. Yeah.
So you can't really hurt me. You can disappoint me if I care about you. If I care about you, because that means I put a level of trust
into
a
you.
Level of accountability.
Yeah.
There's another word, I just can't think of it right now, but It's for lack of a better term, obligation.
Yeah,
right.
I know what you mean.
And you probably being as close to me as you are, you probably feel it. Like, there's a level of obligation,
expectation.
There's a level of expectation I will have from someone that I trust. I don't have that with everybody, so you can't hurt me if I don't trust you.
True.
And you can't hurt me if I love you. You can't hurt me.
Hmm.
You can disappoint me.
You can.
And that's going to fucking crumble me. Because I'm like, fuck, I start over.
Huh.
So my non-negotiable is me protecting me from people so they can't disappoint me.
Got it. That's dope.
I got to spin that. But that was such a good question. I got to spin that back on you.
Yes, it is me protecting myself
from others.
From others,
mm-hmm.
My non-negotiables. It's to protect my heart. I'm a very resilient guy.
I hate that.
Yeah,
I hate that term.
It sucks
because it's like, how do we? I'm stepping on you. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No. I yes. But I acknowledge my resiliency and a part of me hates it.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that I'm a very resilient guy, and I know that I'm bound to get disappointed by somebody somewhere at any time. It doesn't matter how high of on a pedestal I hold you to how low. I've been disappointed by the people who I hold the highest. I've been disappointed by people who I don't even think about. But on the opposite side of that, I know how I am when I'm angry. A lot of times I just see red.
Mm-hmm.
And in those moments that I am disappointed or that I do feel cornered or something along those lines, or like my non-negotiables are constantly not being met.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of times I don't know what can happen after that. Mm-hmm. So it is very much like I'm protecting myself from you, but I'm also protecting you. So like, because once we get past that threshold of, I feel like it's the New York in us. When I feel like you're trying to play me and it's like, you don't take this shit seriously or something, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
It could be as simple as, you know, not paying attention to your non-negotiables, or it could be as crazy as niggas want to make it.
Yeah, yeah.
So it is very much the non-negotiables are there, because the more that I'm poked at and I feel uncomfortable, naturally I know myself. It's like, I can't be the only one that feels uncomfortable. I got to make somebody else feel uncomfortable as well.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, I've always called that, I guess it's always been called petty in my book, but yes, I feel the same exact way. If I feel it, you got to feel it.
Yeah.
If I feel it, you got to feel it. So what I'm going to do is, let me go over here.
I'm going to go over here. Because I'm going to stay behind my little boundaries.
Let me stay over here. I'm hiding behind loyalty and respect. You are disrespectful and you are disloyal. Don't come behind here, because you ain't going to like it when you get back here.
I promise you won't.
You ain't going to like it. You ain't going to like me. How you want to wrap this, though? Cam is giving us the rap signal.
I know.
How do you want to wrap this, though? I love this conversation.
We'll end it right here. We'll end it with
whatever the last point is, let's put a book in. We'll do a part two.
Yeah, yeah. I like that.
Let's do a part two.
I like that. And then part two, we could bring other people in.
Yeah. I like that idea. Yeah. I like the way you're thinking.
Is it possible?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I guess it could be possible, just because perceptions are everything. But can your non-negotiables be considered toxic or harmful?
None of my business. It's none of my business. Whatever you deem my filter to be, mm-hmm. whatever is filtering and protecting me, whatever you deem it to be, is none of my business. No, I don't care.
Mm.
I don't care. 1,000% do not care.
I'm about to say, so you don't feel like it needs to be like,
doesn't matter, right? Like, it doesn't matter, because as long as I'm not outwardly spewing anything, as long as I'm not outwardly being harmful,
right, right.
Whatever doing to keep me safe and keep me here, keep me at zen, whatever that's called, at even plane, whatever it's called, whatever I'm doing to keep me here, I don't care what anyone deems it. And that's the fucking problem, right? Not to get fucking super, you know, rogany. That's the fucking problem. Everybody is trying to adjust their inner to match everyone else's outer, when those outer people have no fucking idea
at all
where their inner stands. So it's a bunch of people that's not at ease with themselves trying to pull you.
Oh, you got to do this.
You got to
be like this.
Oh, my goodness.
Why don't you do this enough?
Mind your fucking business. Mind your fucking business and leave me alone. Right? Like, that shit, and I get it, right? Where this can kind of like get into murky water, but we're not going there, right? We're talking about just from a standpoint of the things I use to protect me and navigate and keep everything in my life
happy.
Happy. I don't give a fuck what you think it is. You could call it toxic, patriarchal, matriarchal, arcal. You come up with some new
brand new articles.
You come with brand new articles. You come up with some brand new Asians. I don't give a fuck. Some more Isidies.
Oh,
a new mamna, a misogynist. Wall. I don't give a fuck what you call it. As long as it's staying here and keeping me here, I don't give a fuck what you're talking about. I don't care, bro. And that is what I want to see more of us do, especially black men. We could benefit the most from it.
I would agree. I would 100% agree.
We keep getting pulled off of our keel.
By so many different
people.
And
when we get pulled off of our keel, that's when the toxicity happens. That's when it becomes harmful. Because now you're out here hiding who you truly are to try and like benefit socially something socially. Trying to benefit somewhere or something socially. And that's when it becomes, because that's not who you are.
Yeah.
There's going to be some manifestation of who you truly are. There's going to be some resentment. There's going to be a lot of ugly shit that comes out, and you're going to harm people. I'd much rather you stay at home. And when I say staying at home, everyone, I'm talking about like...
Stay within yourself.
Within yourself. Stay at home, figure it out, and then go from there.
Because and stand strong on what you believe in.
When you do that, you know what happens? You attract like-minded people.
Facts. That's a fact.
I don't want to preach. I'm not being funny here. I'm not being facetious. Cam, give me a few seconds. So what I'm saying is, when you stay at home, when you stay 10 toes down, you attract other people who are 10 toes down on what you like.
On what you believe in.
But when you are so, when you're looking to appease everyone so much, you get pulled off. And when you get pulled off of home, you're wobbly. You got the Bambi legs, right? And if you don't pay attention, you're going to keep doing this Bambi leg thing until you appease everyone who's watching you. I would much rather fall off zero and fall flat on my face and get back up and get back on zero before I Bambi wobbly leg my way into appeasing someone else. That is not me. Because what's going to happen? What happens is what we see a lot of in relationship, both romantic and platonic in business. You get in bed or you are connected with someone who does not share your view.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what happens? You're lying. And then guess what happens? It comes out that you're lying. It comes out that you're not who you are. Then you take
then
the
you
L.
You take the L.
You find the most headache with what? In dating, if you pay attention, in this dating scene today, you see the most headaches from what?
Niggas
people
who
keep trying to fit other people into their box.
Yeah.
All these arguments about $200 dates, all these arguments about preferences, all these arguments that give fucking voices to fucking no-name bozo niggas that shouldn't have a voice.
Talk
right?
About it.
All this is because people are not comfortable dating or being around people that are like-minded, like them.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
That's real.
That's how I feel
about
it.
Shit.
What about you?
I agree.
Do you feel it could be toxic, it could be deemed toxic?
Do I think it could be deemed toxic? I think... anything could be deemed as anything. Mm-hmm. That's the thing, man.
I'm wearing a Howard sweater. I know this is toxic.
I'm just saying, it could be, anything could literally be deemed as
that
anything.
That canvas cap, I know it's toxic.
Absolutely.
No, I really know it's toxic.
Absolutely.
No, canvas cap on a light-skinned nigga?
It's toxic. Definitely toxic. Relax. I'm giving Sticky Fingers goodness right now, man. Come on. Straight onyx. Come on. I understand. I understand what's going on, man.
He meant realness, but he said sticky finger goodness.
It's goodness.
And that is disgusting.
It's oh, man.
Yo, Cam, don't worry about it. I'm quitting this podcast. You don't ever have to worry about us recording.
Yo,
again. He said
no,
sticky
but
finger goodness.
It's real. It's real. Y'all like the sticky fingers? y'all like the sticky fingers? No, like, yo, but on the real, man, like, anything could be deemed as toxic. Mm-hmm. So just even just the way that you think, the way that you move, the way that you groove, it could always be considered toxic because it doesn't fit into somebody else's perception of what the way things need to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree. As long as you stay on yours, it is what it is, man. That's all you need to worry about.
All right, so let's put a pin in this.
Yeah, we're gonna really
flesh this out. This is really a great conversation. So I definitely want to flesh it out. Don't want to rush it. So we're gonna come back with a part two next week.
Yep.
Let's wrap this. Y'all know where to find us, Guys Next Door podcast. Each and every week, every Monday. You want to find us on Patreon, patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod. Become a patron. Pick up your keys today. YouTube, God Next Door podcast. New episodes every Thursday.
Yep.
Visual of us. You see us. I don't know why I did that, but yeah. Letters. If y'all want to send us some letters, we ain't did letters in a while. You want to send us some letters, godnextdoor123@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. godnextdoor123@gmail.com. It doesn't always have to be a problem, y'all. Like, if you got somebody you want to send some love, we doing all of that.
We do it.
You can you hear me better now? Oh, it's covering my face. Oh, and we do not know that, okay? Because the doll is fire.
Oh,
the doll is fine. Woo. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Also, remember, we are doing the Digital Panhandling Olympics, okay? Me and Ryan's birthday is April 15th. Who could raise the most money? Ryan's not here right now, so I have a week ahead of him.
Jesus Christ.
So if y'all want to just, you know, take advantage of that, let's do that. Okay. $ Mouse Jones. Oh, run God. It up. Y'all can actually give me $1 a day until April 15th.
Yeah.
And then, like, look, it'll be $1 a day. Well spent. Because what you going to do with it anyway? Use that to fucking vending machine? Come on now.
Don't please listen.
And this has been the day. This has been a year of everyone keeping up. I don't know. This has been a year. So far, we're in March and everyone is still in the fucking gym.
That is a fact.
Usually, y'all asses would have quit by Valentine's Day.
But you mother, I can't even lie. I've been seeing a lot of our neighbors in the motherfucking
in the gym. And y'all looking good. Okay? So, keep it up. On that note, we will see y'all to finish this discussion and others. We'll see y'all in 7 days. We'll see y'all. All right.
Peace.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.